Well, Michaela, thanks very much for being here today.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, and Michaela, we're going to talk a little bit about your trip to Tanzania today and explain what got you interested in the trip in the first place, how you got started going over there.
Well, one of my friend's moms, she was a surgeon at the Knoxville Hospital, and one of her close friends goes over there twice a year with this group of people, and she invited us all to go, so we decided that it'd be a good experience for both of us.
And what exactly were you doing over there?
Well, it was a group of about 40 medical personnel, and we all went over there into a little town called Singida, and we basically held free clinics, free surgeries, gave out pharmaceuticals to the people that couldn't afford it, just to kind of help people over there, and we taught the surgeons there new techniques, new ways to sterilize, things like that.
Talk a little bit about the conditions. What part of Tanzania were you in, and what was it like for both, you know, shelter, what condition the people were in, that sort of thing?
Well, it was obviously a really poor part of the country. The Singida was built around a lake, and that's where they got their electricity, their water, everything like that. But the people, there was kind of a few richer homes, but other than that, it was mostly just shacks, little cornfields to feed their families, things like that, but they didn't have much.
And what kind of working conditions were we talking about? Were people able to find jobs, or were they, is it just pretty much a lot of poverty and homelessness?
It was a lot of poverty. Probably the only people that made a decent amount of money were the bankers and the surgeons, and even then, they didn't make that much. A lot of homeless children. There was a homeless shelter and school for the children there, and they were starving. The only meal that they got were the meals that we provided for them once a day, 6 days a week.
With something like this, obviously, you kind of talked generally about what you guys were doing over there, but do you have any specific stories maybe of something that occurred that really opened your eyes to what was going on?
One day we got the afternoon off, which was kind of a later afternoon when it was storming. There wasn't as many people coming, and we were sitting outside, and these two children came up to us, and you could tell that they had mental disabilities and they were homeless, and they came up to us and they kept asking us for food and stuff, and we couldn't give it to them because if we give one child food, the rest of them will like beat them up for that food, so we couldn't give anything to them. And one of us dropped a protein bar that we had been eating, and we had to throw it away, but we knew that they were going to come eat it out of there. And one kid ate it, and I looked over there a minute later, and he had thrown up what he had ate and then ate it again. And that just touched my heart. I couldn't believe that something like that had happened. And I asked one of the locals why he had done that, and he said that he hadn't eaten so long that he wanted the feeling of eating it twice.
Wow. Wow. I guess the other thing, too, is, well, what did you specifically do? I know you talked about helping distribute pharmaceuticals, that sort of thing. What kind of hands-on work did you do?
I was more of a runner because I don't have any medical training, obviously, but I was kind of the runner, so we would bring the patients from the clinics so we could kind of sort out which ones need immediate surgery and which ones could wait maybe till the next day. And then when we weren't needed there, we would go to the local school for homeless children, and we would play with the kids and give them, we handed out silly bands, and we unloaded a truck full of like 400,000 meals that we to last them until we got back.
And how long were you over there?
18 days.
And when you came back here, that's got to give you a feeling of gratefulness and thankfulness about how your conditions are.
Oh yeah, definitely, and that's one of the reasons why I want to talk to so many people about this, is because when I got back here, we don't realize how good we have it. Like clean water, a home, food every day, 3 meals a day, we don't understand how good we have it.
While we have it that way here, a little bit of food, those medical supplies are the greatest thing in the world to the people over there.
It really means a lot to them. They're so thankful that we were over there. It was just the greatest feeling ever, just knowing that even I'm not a surgeon or a doctor or anything, but I know that I had a part in saving so many of these people's lives. When we got over there, I figured that they would be all sad because they don't have as much as we do. They've never had anything. And when we got over there, they were the happiest people ever. And the kids here, like half the time, they're all grumpy because they don't get a toy from wherever. And over there, they were so happy. They were the happiest people I've ever met in my life. And they don't have anything. They're coming from nothing. And it was just really shocking to me. And I mean, of course, when we gave them the silly bands and the stickers, they just, oh, that was the greatest thing to them. And it was a really great feeling just being there with them. So.
And I understand that you're trying to get together some money and try to go back there and do this again.
Yeah, because it's so expensive for mostly airfare to get over there, I decided I'm not going to ask my parents for the money again. So I'd really like to raise that kind of money to go on my own.
How are you going about doing this? How can people maybe contact you, learn a little bit more about your story, and help you out maybe?
Well, I have an email. It's MichaelaDawn@yahoo.com. MichaelaDawnn@yahoo.com.
And again, you're just looking to go back, and you really just want to be able to help serve these people again.
Oh, yeah. It was an experience of a lifetime, and I'd love to go back again and have that experience and be able to share it with people here, because I know not everybody's going to be able to get over there sometime in their life and to see what I saw, but I'd really like to share that experience with everybody here again.
So is there anything else people should know, Michaela, before we wrap up today?
Well, I just want everybody to know that they should be thankful for everything that they have, because over there, it's a completely different world, and I wish that everybody should be able to experience that sometime in their life.
All right. Well, thanks very much for being here today, Michaela. It was a great story.
Yeah, thank you for having me.